Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Researchers now say they've pinpointed the first gene linked with gray hair. They said the discovery culled from genetic analysis of more than 6,000 people of mixed ancestry in Latin America proves that genes play a role in graying hair. The gene linked with gray hair is called IRF4, and the international team of research said it was known to play a role in hair color, but this is the first time it's been connected with the graying of hair. We all know there are other things that gray our hair: children, bosses, stress, all of these things. But this is now the first time they found a gene that has been linked with gray hair. Whether or not, with all the genetic information we're learning now, more and more we're learning about genomics and genetics and in medicine and the advances that are being made, maybe you want to go get tested for the IRF4 gene. Maybe you don't. It's not as important as being, say, tested. Oh, there was a good one. Tested for the BRCA gene, but it certainly might be something that will explain if your mother was gray at like 30, as mine was, why I'm like looking like a skunk here if I don't dye my hair, and why all of my brothers and sisters have so much gray in our hair. One of my sisters refuses to dye her hair, so she's looking like my mother now. But the fact is that it is a genetic component. We've always known there was like sort of that genetic component that if your mother had gray, you did. But now they're proving it more and more. This study was published on March 1st in the Journal of Nature Communications. So we'll see what they do with that. But it's certainly kind of an interesting thing that I found today when I was looking for good news to report today. And here's another story. If you're 45 or older and in a sales job, you might be at higher risk for heart disease and stroke compared to workers in management and professional positions. Same goes for the people who work in office or support-related jobs. They're learning more and more about that some jobs are riskier when it comes to heart health. Now, for me, it's riskier because I sit in front of my computer and the microphone all day. But as a trainer, I get up, I get moving, I like to get my exercise, and my job is not that stressful. I love it. So if you're in a job that's very, very stressful or that you do not like, it might be something to consider whether you are at risk for cardiovascular disease. They're finding that more and more men of all genders, of all races, are having more heart disease related to jobs. And I think that that's also related to whether or not you sit at your job and whether or not you're very stressed out at your job. So here's some of them. They reported a wide variation in the cardiovascular risk profiles by profession. Transportation and material movers worker, 22% of them smoked, and they had the highest smoking rate among professions in the study that they did. Sales, office, and administrative support employees, 68% had poor eating habits. You know, you've been in those offices where you see everybody eating at their desk and they're eating crap. Sales employees, 69% did not have a good ideal total cholesterol. Again, that's bad eating habits and the stress of being a sales employee. Protective services, police, firefighters, security guards, 90% were likely to be overweight or obese, 77% did not have good cholesterol levels, and 35% had high blood pressure, which is certainly, again, not surprising if you're in protective services. If you're a firefighter, a policeman, I think probably your spouse has pretty high stress level and high blood pressure as a result of that, too. So I think that it's time to look at what you do for a living, and actually food preparation and serving employees. This is interesting. 79% had poor diet quality, the worst score of any group. So if you're in food prep, stop eating all the junk that you're making and eat healthier. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.